Last night was one of those nights of being awake and thinking about the whole world. My mind went back to the good old days, when pajamas were still made from flammable polyester blends. My sister and I would put our pajamas into the dryer and take them out, still warm, right before bed. Then we would snuggle underneath our washable polyester comforters after our mom came in and said goodnight and turned off the lights. We would lift our blankets off the pajamas and watch the dancing, static, electrical sparks fly. The crackling sparks made patterns like sparklers as the comforter would rise and fall. It was a cheap light show, a new invention that no one else would ever figure out. I still love lying in bed at night and thinking of a more magical world. A world where ideas fly like sparks and what I believe is dictated by my heart. A world where the business and politics of the day work themselves out. Night thinking is clear thinking. When dreams of a place where all the children could be fed seem plausible, it is the time to sort things out, such as what is the right thing to do, and how do we really want to live and die. Midnight hour is the time for spiritual truth. It's the time when Martin Luther King received a vision over a cup of coffee, which gave him the resolve to speak the truth with courage, even as people were planning to bomb his house. It is the time when false peace is interrupted by the consequences of fate. It is the time when the heart whispers to the head, and when Christ walked on the water and rose from the dead. It's the time when strange flowers bloom for bats and when fear cloaks itself in worry. It's the time when our secrets can dance like ghosts. It's the time when prisoners are executed and captives are released. It's the time before everything, even before our prayers. Last night, I lay in bed, gazing into the darkness, looking for sparks.